joining
then
us.
Then Cotton Eye Joe, then Indiana by Buck Meek and Adrian Liker, and then before that was You Need a Visa by Really From. Did that pretty quick. Do you want to take the reins?
You can put on some automation for a second.
Some automation? Do you want us, can we put on a song?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to put on a song for a second.
Thank you.
was Beach Bummer. Oh, okay. That was Beach Bummer by No Vacation. This is the morning show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Oh, gosh.
Lucas is having some issues.
As always. Oh, there it is.
That was my fault. I'm sorry.
On you. How we doing, everyone? I'm doing great.
It is a beautiful day today. Great day to just lay on the Prez lawn.
Was that what you were doing?
That is what I was doing for most of today. Only all my classes ended at like 11:45 today.
Bruh.
So I've been sunbathing, registered for some classes.
What are we taking? Give us the rundown.
I don't know.
What are you most excited for?
I'm excited for, I don't know. What are you most excited for?
I'm most excited for, Earth and Ocean Sciences intro.
Ooh.
It's like geology. There's field trips.
Ooh.
And I'm hyped for field trips because I haven't done that in,
yeah,
in gosh knows how long. I'm excited for engineering for a sustainable and resilient society.
Ooh.
That sounds interesting.
Are you still exploring, or do you have a set path that you're on?
Well, technically, I've applied to transfer to the engineering school.
Yeah.
And I got to register early, which was huge.
Huge.
Huge. But I still kind of have, like, this next semester to, like, see if I want to do it. And if not, I can just go back to the old A&S.
Yeah.
School of A&S.
Tufts really makes that very easy. Thank you, Tufts.
And you just got to love them for it, don't you?
Yeah. I'm excited for Love and Sexuality and World Lit, which is both a humanities and a world civilization course. So I'm getting...
You can only use it for one at a time, though, I thought.
I think so, but I don't think I'd like most other World Civ classes. And this one's gay, so.
Nice.
You gotta love that.
Can you put on Aux 1? Just trust me on this.
Okay.
I got a soundboard going.
Okay.
Can we hear that?
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubble.
What is this?
This is a soundboard that one of my friends made.
Oh.
I'm trying to show you. There's a lot of different sounds that we can have. Like, right, it doesn't work.
Who?
Well, I'm in contact with him.
Okay. Oh, this just in, one class can count for both requirements.
Really?
So that's a dub.
Hey. And welcome to the show.
I'm also excited for Comp 11.
Oh, you're taking that?
Yep. Heard some scary things about it.
Yeah. I did it. You can do it. You're smart.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'm also taking moral psychology, which is a philosophy class. Excuse me?
This is a good addition to the show.
Is that the SpongeBob My Leg guy? I think his name is Fred.
I didn't know that was from SpongeBob.
It is. If you listen throughout SpongeBob episodes, this character, which I'm like pretty sure his name is Fred, says my leg multiple times.
Oh, and like, okay.
Like whenever there's like a crash or something.
That's
which, why?
I'm just clicking random ones.
Okay. Mama said they'd take me anywhere. I'm gonna play some music so that this stops.
All right, yeah.
I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play a song that you cued. Good. Let's dance. Skin.
Skin by Dijon.
Dijon
as
mustard.
As in the mustard.
I'm turning off Lucas's soundboard. Hey, your eyes look like little islands in the light. Hazel and light green, white sheets. You're pretty like a Friday night. Yeah, you're smiling like you know what you like.
Come alive in the evening.
Skies from now on.
We're back. We heard, what did we hear?
That was Blue Skies. I don't think it's originally by Ella Fitzgerald, but that was Ella Fitzgerald.
I found a new soundboard. It's a meme soundboard.
Lucas is a 13-year-old boy.
You wanna?
I got it on already. What's your profanity?
You see that?
Funny.
I gotta... let's see.
Yes. They ask you how you are, you just have to say that you're fine. You're not really fine, but you just can't get into it because they would never understand.
I feel like they're not funny. Wow.
What was that? Wow. Was it, what?
I feel like they're not funny if you're not like making a joke, you're just playing them randomly.
Yeah, I'm
so maybe repair some jokes.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure how it all works.
Okay.
It's pretty complicated. It's so annoying.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play another song.
Mother trucker, dude. That hurt like a butt cheek on a stick.
Hi. This is Glazin' by Jacuzzi Boys.
Everywhere in the sunshine, watch the sun go down while my face starts to crystallize. Please.
memory.
Watch the sun go down while on my face starts to crystallize. You could be the one, you could be the one to make me feel alright. Take me anywhere, I wanna be your guide. I can go through without you. It's holding me back, it's all I can do.
Of course.
We do? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You're welcome.
That was Electric Love by Borns. Haven't heard that song in a while, Lucas.
It's been a minute, hasn't it?
Thank you for that.
Yeah, I like it.
A very exciting thing is happening on May 4th, Saturday, May 4th, here at WMFO. Tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks, that is 9.
9. Nueve.
Nuf.
Nuf. 9.
9.
Yeah. I think that means no in German.
It does.
Okay, continue.
Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 FM for Live Music Day. Some of these bands include the Cast Iron, Peter Parsec, Lily Black,
62 Ghosts,
Will Daly, Flight of Fire,
and Celebutante.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
So tune in.
Tune in.
Saturday, May 4th from 9 to 5. Just perfect for your good old work day.
Good old work day. Shout out
to the guy who just called us. I didn't catch his name, but we got a call from someone listening on an actual radio.
And it wasn't our parents.
And it wasn't our parents or our significant other. So this is a very big day for us because we did not know that anyone was listening.
Does this mean we've made it?
We have made it. I feel famous.
I am famous. This is a great day. And he asked for the name of a song which I played, which just makes the day
really
that
great
much
for Lucas's
greater.
Pride.
Yeah, we got to play a celebratory song.
Oh, what do you want to play? I had a song queued up, but it's not.
Is it? So, what's it called?
I'm Not Making Out With You.
Well, that's not quite celebratory, is it?
Do you have an idea? You really just like threw this on me.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this song, and then after this song,
okay,
then we'll have a celebratory song.
Yeah, sure, why not?
So everyone can look forward to that.
All right, this song sounds real fun.
It's pretty fun.
I'm Not Making Out With You.
By Surf Curse.
We took a ride. were having so much fun. So now how could we both forget? Telling each other we're the one. We would make love at the drop of a hat. Remember that?
Yeah.
I remember you and me. Close as any two can be. Now we're strangers in the night. Awkward and uptight. Oh, baby, do you wanna make it better? Do you wanna stay together? Hey, if you do, then let's please make some new memories. When you take somebody for your road, it can't survive on history. The hotel motel, though we got a room at home. Go to a place that we don't know so well. It'd be nice, add a little spice, try some new seduction. Show each other how, give each other new instructions on what makes us feel good now. I just wanna make you feel good now.
Feel good, don't it? Come on.
Do you wanna make it better?
Wanna make it right? Come on.
Do you wanna stay together?
I meant when I said it.
And it's easier to run away than to look for what would make you stay.
you have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. And you, my brown eyed girl, do you remember when we used to sing?
Da da da.
That was Hook by Blues Traveler. Little fun fact about Blues Traveler. Both my parents went to high school with them in Princeton, New Jersey.
Sorry.
And my mom also in Princeton High School dated the lead singer of the Spin Doctors, Chris Barron. Spin Doctors, if you don't know, were a kind of one-hit wonders in the 80s, 90s, it's got to be, early 2000s, I don't know, but yeah, that's some
cool
family trivia for me.
That's really exciting.
Thanks.
No, that actually is really cool. This has been The Morning Show. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
You gonna play us out?
Yeah. To be honest, I don't know what to play.
Okay. Let's talk about those bouncy houses that were on the quad today.
Such a wonderful day today. Great vibes.
But I didn't get to go
throughout all of campus.
There's a cookie monster.
Yeah, I got a cookie.
You got one?
Yeah.
How was it?
Heck of good.
What kind of cookie?
It was double chocolate. Chocolate.
Okay.
And then I got vanilla ice cream.
I had a cookie yesterday. There's this booth in the dining hall at DeWick. These people set up a little info session, you know, one of those tables.
Mm-hmm.
And they had this box of Insomnia cookies. And I was like, oh, can I get one of these? And, you know, of course there's a catch.
And there always is.
There always is. And they're like, yeah, we're giving these out to people who take this pledge. And I was like, oh, tell me about it. And the pledge is to donate 1% of all your money to, like, a good cause.
And did you take it?
I took the pledge.
Wow.
And that was probably the most expensive cookie I've ever eaten.
Like, for the rest of your life?
Yeah, that was the pledge. Every year, you donate 1% of your salary.
Well, at least you're not making that much money. So that's yet. Not that much money.
I mean, yeah.
That's cool.
But they were like, it was like, if you got a job offer for $60,000, would you take it? And I was like, heck yeah. And then they were like, if you had a job offer for $59,400, where'd you take it? I was like, why not? And they're like, well, that's how much this cookie costs. And I was like, sign me up.
Wow, that is very on brand of you to do. To get a cookie today, you had to donate to Tufts.
How much did you have to donate?
Any amount. So a lot of people donated $1.
Well, now I have to donate $600.
Yeah.
So, and if I don't, they track me down.
But the thing is that they accidentally, I'm doing air quotes, mm-hmm. sent out an email to the entire school saying that they donated and therefore they get a cookie. And I think it was accidental, but actually very smart, because then people feel an attachment to the cookie because they think they're already going to get it.
Wait,
psychology.
They feel an attachment to the cookie.
That's just social psychology. Like, they like already were like, oh, I'm going to get this cookie. So they feel an attachment to it.
I didn't get that first email. Or maybe I did.
You probably did.
What did it say? It was like, you get a cookie?
Yeah. Well, ice cream cookie.
Maybe this is all a psych study.
Yeah, yeah. And so
that's something to think about.
So I know it worked for me. I already felt an attachment to this cookie sandwich because I was thinking about
it. Was it a cookie sandwich?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was so
God.
Good. Literally all day. And then, well, until 2:00. And then they were like, actually, we accidentally sent the email to everyone. So, and you did not donate to the school. So to get one, you have to donate. And then I donated.
And you got one?
Yeah.
And? Out of 10?
Like 9.7.
I might have to go.
I think it's closest at 4.
It closes in 15 seconds, which means...
So does our radio show. Aww. I hope everyone has a wonderful rest of their week. Good luck on... I know I have a lot of exams next week, so good luck on those if you have those.
You have exams next week.